Please, if you don't need me here, I'll just go downstairs and wait.
Wait a minute. Here. I'll let you take these to her. But make it quick. Remember, it is resting time.
I hope God will pay you back for this.
Don't forget what I said.
I talked to the doctor earlier. She said she's going to release you in a couple of days. If you ask me, my dear, I'd say it's a really good thing. Because you wouldn't stand still at home. At least this way you'll be forced to rest a bit. Now have a bit of this so you'll get your strength back, like the old landlady says. Please don't cry. Everything's okay. You're just exhausted. You're going to be fine, my dear, okay?
Oh, darling Reza, can you do something for me? You promised to tell me the truth no matter what. You promised you never lied to me. Can you say it? Am I going to be paralyzed? Am I going to be able to walk again?
Oh, please, God, help me.
If it's incurable, please tell me. I want to hear it from you, my love. What will happen to my children? To Atefa?
Excuse me, ma'am.
It's Sepide.
Yes, ma'am. Sepide. Sorry I bothered you a lot today. May God repay you for helping us. Zara Sadat and I have been married for 8 years now.
She must have been very young then.
Things are different in small cities. As I was saying, ma'am, I've never left her side all these years. She can't take being away from her children. You're a woman yourself. Definitely a mother, too. You understand this better. Please treat her like your own sister. I'd really be grateful.
God, look at those children. What's the world come to?
Atefa, dear, don't you have homework to do? Turn it off.
Already done it.
It's gonna burn.
What?
It's gonna burn.
What's gonna burn?
Turn down the gas on the stove.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
I'm making you soup, honey.
Where's Mom?
Mom isn't feeling well. She has to stay at hospital for a couple of days till she gets well. She told me to tell her beloved Atefa she would take care of her dad and little brother while she's away.
Mommy says soup's for the sick. Children should eat macaroni.
Yes, but if you try the soup I'm making you, you'll realize...
Amir Ali doesn't like it either. He likes macaroni like me.
Now my little angel's being difficult. I'm going to have to bite her nose off.
Dad, Amir Ali's pooped himself.
It's gonna burn.
I've turned it down.
My chest is burning.
Hey, little fella. Look what you did to your diaper. What are we gonna do now, sir?
You need to change him.
And what will you be doing when I do that?
Mommy says I shouldn't look when you change Amir Ali.
Yes, buddy, yes. Okay. Okay, now let's get these pants off.
Don't open his diaper yet. You have to take him to the bathroom and wash him there.
Darling, you want to give Daddy a hand?
I have to do my homework.
But you told me earlier you'd done it.
I want to do it again.
But I will help you.
Look at Amir, Ellie, everyone. Good as new. Look at your sister and learn, buddy. Look how she's sitting there doing her homework, okay?
I'm finished doing my homework.
Okay, let's put your diaper on. Yeah. Okay. Oh, no, what you doing, man?
Wee-wee-weed on you. Go wash. The food's burning. It's burning. Shoo. It's burning.
Hello, ma'am. Please, come in.
Hi.
You shouldn't have. There's food in the house, a lot of it.
I know, I can smell it all over the place.
In the name of God, have compassion on us. Here, come and eat this.
I don't like her food.
Don't be ungrateful. God's not going to like it.
It tastes awful.
You're going to get on my nerves, you understand? Come and eat your food and turn off that TV. Come on, turn it off. It's time to eat. Your mum's going to be away for a few days. You should really be helping me around the house while your mother's away, instead of giving me another headache. Now eat.
It's hot.
Eat, baby. It'll help you grow. Just a little. Damn it. Hey, baby. Amir Ali isn't hungry. Should I eat it? Eat, darling. Come on, eat. It's not hot anymore. Okay, well, if you're not going to eat, go and get yourself ready for bed. What are you saying, buddy? I don't understand. Darling, come and see what your brother's trying to say.
He wants you to dance for him.
Say what, dear?
When you weren't here, sometimes Mum would draw the curtains and dance for us. She'd dance like this.
That's all I need right now. Dancing around the room for you.
What's wrong with that? I love it.
Shut your mouth. Go to your room and sleep. Come on, come on. What's wrong, darling? You want some water?
No, I don't. I want my mommy.
Mama's got to stay in hospital for 2 days till she gets well. And while she does, Daddy's little girl should behave. She should look after her brother and Dad. She should also remember to pray before she goes to sleep. Hmm? Come now.
Pray for what?
You should ask God to make mommy well again, so she can come back home to us.
Is God awake now?
God's always awake, sweetheart. Always. Now get some sleep. Hospital costs. Zara said that's medication. And now living expenses. There's also the costs. Please. help us, compassionate and merciful Allah. Please help us, compassionate and merciful Allah. Please help us. Hello, Ada.
Hello.
Where's your grandma?
Her legs are hurting.
Hello, Mom. Ada tells me you don't feel well. What's the matter?
I didn't sleep a wink last night. My legs are killing me.
I hope you get well soon. I was taking Atifa to school and
I have an appointment at the hospital. I've been waiting for it for 3 months. I wonder how I'm going to get there on my own.
May God heal all the sick, hopefully. Atifa, darling, it's late.
Coming. I'm old enough to go to school on my own.
You'll be lost. You've been going there with your mother every day.
Hello. Hello.
I won't get lost. I know my way there. You don't have to go with me, Dad.
Well, where are you going? Don't run. You might fall. Hello.
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 Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, sorry.
Hello.
Do you know where Mr. Rahim's classes are held?
In the other school.
Okay, thank
you. But I really think he'd be kind of out of his depth in Mr. Rahim's class, you know.
You shouldn't think you can run.
Sir.
You can walk. If you're too heavy, taking even one step is hard. But if you place your trust in God, you'll see how he'll light up your way forward. Once, a kid was falling off a roof. Those watching the scene couldn't do anything. Then, a simple villager, who happened to be there, looked up at the sky and said, God, please save him. Right then, the kid stopped. Right up in the air, people surrounded the old man and asked him who he was. They said it was a miracle and things like that. The old man, who was gobsmacked, said, I've always done what God tells us to do. So, whenever I ask him for something, he never turns me down. Just a simple villager who neither knows philosophy or metaphysics or anything about math and advanced logic. All he did was obey God's orders, and he was honest about it. You may know a lot of things, have a degree in this, a degree in that, but if you're not a man of action, it's all useless.
Hello, sir.
Knowledge.
And greetings to you, too.
How we look at
it. Don't you think you should leave that to the lady of the house? Look. You have more important things to do. Respect this attire. Or for God's sake, at least have some respect for the school.
Oh,
don't be damned.
The first thing you're asked about is what you know. And after that, you'll be asked about what you've done, not what you have.
Couldn't you keep it in just for today? We've just gotten to the good part. You embarrass me.
Hey, what's the rush, man?
Listen, once you told me about someone you knew in the carpet market, are you still in touch with him?
What do you want to see him for?
Would you like to get an advance on the rug?
Your wife's in hospital, poor thing. Who's going to do the weaving? You, like old times.
You've got to do what you've got to do, right?
Suit yourself. But there's a lot of work for someone like you. Why don't you teach? Do you want me to make arrangements?
There's always time for that. Now, please just find a customer for the rug, eh?
I'm afraid my guess was right, sir. The complete MRI,
and tests we ran all confirm your wife has MS. It starts with mild attacks, but I'm afraid your wife is deteriorating very fast. There's no miracle cure for it. We have to be patient. But it can be kept in check with medication. She'll have to stay with us for a couple more days. Then you can take her home. You can give her medication to her yourself. And don't forget to pray.
Nurse, I'm going to Dr. Abdi's room. Call if you need me, okay?
Yes, Doctor.
They look great on you, you know. You should wear them all the time. They come in handy sometimes. You can go and see her for a moment if you want.
Hopefully, I wish you'd brought the children with you.
Children aren't allowed in. They don't even want me in here. They say I should only come see you during visiting hours. But then they don't let children in, so.
Did you talk to the doctor? Did she say what's wrong with me?
Yeah, I did talk to her. She said.
Please tell me the truth.
Zara Sadat, how can you say that, my dear? When was the last time I lied to you? Your doctor said she's going to release you in a couple of days, but on one condition. She said when Zara Sadat returns home, she'll have to dance for her children. I may even join in.
Oh God, how did you find out? Oh God, please, Reza. Stop teasing me. Do you want me to melt with embarrassment?
There's no reason to be embarrassed. There's nothing wrong with dancing for your own children.
Stop teasing me, Risa.
Come to Tehran, sister. Come live here. After all, you ladies understand each other better. There are things we men simply can't do, and Zara Sadat has no one here to help her. Why the end of the month? God protect them. Okay, if you could put the kids in Ahmad's mother's care, it would be a great help to me.
Oh, little baby, sleeping little baby, and go off to dreamland, time for sleeping little baby. Time for sleeping. And put your hands up. And put them down again. And up again. Oh, look at you. Baby, baby. Little baby. Little brother. And put your hands up. And put them down again.
Hello.
Hello there, Ada. How are you doing?
Look who's here.
Come on in. Well done. That was perfect. Now, who taught you to do that, huh? Who was that? Your grandma?
No. Auntie Zahara taught me.
Yes, my baby. Come to daddy, my darling. There. Come
He's on, He's crying. Baby. Dance for him.
At least draw the curtains for daddy, sweetheart.
Huh? Woohoo!
Our Lord, condemn us not if we forget or miss the mark. Our Lord, lay not on us such a burden as thou didst lay on those before us. Our Lord, impose not on us that which we have not the strength to bear. Pardon us, absolve us, and have mercy on us, thou our protector, and give us victory over the disbelieving folk. Our Lord, forgive us for our sins and wasted efforts. Make our foothold sure. And give us victory over the disbelieving folk, our Lord. Therefore, forgive us our sins and remit us from our evil deeds and make us die the death of the righteous. Thou art our protecting friend.
Are you sleeping, Zara Sadar? Look who's here.
Oh my God, you're here.
Here. You must have missed this one very much. Smile now. Your beloved Sayyid Reza
flowers. Hello. How are you? You feeling better today, I hope?
Thanks, Billy, yes. Thanks for coming.
I hope you get well and get to go home soon. Please feel free and help yourself.
Yala. Hello. Please are you in? I'm coming in.
You see, this is why they say a second wife is a must-have.
I can't take care of one, let alone two.
Okay, come out for a sec. We've got company.
It's good. It's no masterpiece, though. Is this your first one?
No, of course not. They've been doing this in his family for years. Though his family does most of the work, that is Syed's own handiwork.
Business is bad. Won't be easy to sell, you know. But if you could finish it before New Year, I might be able to sell it.
But the New Year's just a...
Hopefully, I'll finish it.
Then we have a deal. Now here... It's your advance.
Oh, that's great, sir. Thank you very much. I hope God reserves a special place in heaven for you.
If you ever need anything, tell your friend Hadmi to let me know. I'll have him bring it to you.
Thanks for coming, sir.
At your service, sir.
Here, first blow on them, then eat them.
Goodbye. May he be your protector and savior. Would you like to go out for dinner?
Yay! Pizza!
Ready? Pull it up. Go. More up. Ready? Steady? Go! I knew it. I know what that smile means. Looks like I shouldn't be counting on you for it.
Don't worry about anything. I told her all about it.
You did?
She talked to her and she said she'd have to think about it for a while, that's all.
You see, that's exactly the problem. They think about it, then say no.
Let God take care of the rest of it. Now eat your food.
Are you guys enjoying it? Are you liking your pizza? Good pizza, right? Thank you.
Atefa, darling, where are you? Mum's here.
Hey, gorgeous, come give Mummy a hug.
Look, Mummy's here. See, she's back. Mum's back home. You shouldn't be walking, Zara said that. If you want something, just tell me.
I can do it myself.
Sit here, love. I'll go and pour you some tea.
It must have been hard for you these past few days, huh?
I'm not used to hearing things like that from you. Are the pleasantries doctor's order? I've really missed your lullabies, my dear.
You can catch up with your studies as of tomorrow. The hospital and the kids must have taken all of your time.
The class has been cancelled for now because Mr. Rahim is ill, so for now I'll be studying right here next to you. You can kick me out if you don't want to see me around the house all the time.
Look at the rug. I'm impressed. Rosa, did you see what Atefa tried to fix
on
her?
She's just a kid, Zara said that. She was just surprised to see you in a wheelchair. She'll get used to it. Now, while you have your tea, I'll go get your pills. I'll get your injections tomorrow. The doctor said you'll be as good as new after getting your shots in the next couple of weeks. Like Hamid says, for now, he'll just have to take these... Sweetheart, would you like to go to school on your own?
No, come.
Tell me one thing, my little darling, hey? Why is it you walk so fast? I can barely catch up with you when I'm wearing my other clothes. But when I have these on, you hold my hands so tight, it's as if I want to escape. What's going on, my angel, hey? Come on, tell me.